Let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Let me bang you, Jamie, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, nerds and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy? What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. I'm here with the legend Don Fry, my favorite fighter. One of my favorite people. One of the most.
Mine too.
Thank you, man. I appreciate. What, you're one of your own favorite people? Okay, and then I think Mayhem is coming now. Of course he is. And then I'm here with Jason Mayhem Miller. Who knows where he's coming from? Last week he was seeing his parole officer, but I think it went well. It should have gone well because he's doing fucking great. He's killing the game right now. Yes, he is killing the game. You are the man.
And the legend, bro. I'm not the man yet. Just wait till I get me a Rivian, then I'm the man.
See, sometimes, like, you know, you tell a kid, don't touch the stove, it's hot. And then he touches the stove, right? I feel like with Jason, you burn down the house.
Yeah.
But then, finally, when the house is gone, you realize, oh, fuck, I shouldn't touch the stove. But you're doing great, man.
That reminds me of the time that my dad left a cigarette lighter in the Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme with me and my sister, and I figured out that paper burns. And man, my dad, I had locked the doors and I lit the paper on fire. I was like, wow, that's pretty. And my dad was trying to get in the car and I just fucking almost lit the Oldsmobile on fire. So thanks for that little memory.
How old were you?
Oh, like 11. I mean,
last year.
Yeah, four. I was like four or five, bro. I was very young, yeah.
Dude, I'm writing this autobiography now, and I'm remembering, like, there was a kid that I used to hang out with that was the biggest bully in school, and everyone thought he was the coolest. So I thought if I hung out with him, people would think that I was cool. And all he did was beat the shit out of me, like, because I was the only one dumb enough to fucking hang out with him. Like, it went from really good fun to, like, him just kicking my ass all the time. And he was so horrible to his parents. He had these parents who... I kind of remember his dad like trying to touch me a couple times, like putting his hand on my thigh. Like looking back, and a couple of my friends shit, like doing some weird shit his dad would do, right? And I remember he used to try to fight his dad all the time. And one time we were in the house, and he's like, "Dad,
I wonder why."
Right. And one time he was like, "Dad, let's fight." And his dad steps outside, and the windows were glass, and then he locked his dad out. Like for like pretty much like 3 hours, his dad couldn't come back in, and we were just laughing and fucking laughing.
Wow, he got molested when he got back in the house, didn't he?
And then after that, I went to boarding school.
He got a bad.
Yeah, he did have a bad. Me, yeah, 100%.
Your friend locks his dad out, and you go to boarding school. Okay.
Well, he was a terrible influence on me. This kid was a straight bully, bad kid, and I was, you know, your parents always say, like, you are who your friends are. I used to hear that. And the more I'm growing up, I don't think you are who your friends are, but your friends can definitely influence you to be, like, especially when you're young.
My high school wrestling coach, Manny Martinez, you'll say, you hang around shit, you're going to smell like shit.
He was right.
Get up with fleas.
Yeah, he was right. I mean, he was absolutely right. So, Mayhem, I saw you on a video at the Korn concert.
Yeah, I mean, I had a blast, bro. That was like, I don't know, dude. That somebody caught me in a full-on dancing. You know, that those songs are ubiquitous to my generation where that shit was on the radio every day from 2002 to like now. So, you know, when you finally get a chance to rock out. And on top of that, right, the Korn concert was the first concert I ever saw. Lollapalooza 94, right? So you're getting old man Mayhem vibes right there, coming out with my teenager style. And it was the incident. There's kind of bittersweet because that Korn concert was in Raleigh, North Carolina, It was like a brand new stadium that they built and just put sod down, right? Like that. You know what I mean? Those sod and the famous song. That one. Oh, it was coming on right when Christy, my high school crush, just had walked up to me and I finally got to talk to her. She's so pretty. Like, I guess you'd call her a goth girl these days. Big titty goth girl. And I was so excited that I was like, oh my God, I finally get to talk to her. And I started chatting with her. And as soon as the beat dropped, are you ready? They threw the sod, hit her right in the face, bro.
Oh.
Bust out laughing so hard that she never talked to me again, bro.
Oh my God.
What kind of dog, German Shepherd?
The one that got away. That Don Fry, bro, it breaks my heart.
Dude, there was a girl that I had the biggest crush on in high school. First of all, I was such a pussy in high school. I would like girls, but I got into the situation where I would never get them. And I think I would never make a move. I was that friend that the girl...
Wait, I thought you were in boarding school.
Yeah, boarding school.
You were in boarding school.
Yeah, there were girls in boarding school.
It was in co-ed boarding school.
Co-ed boarding school. Well, and I was that guy that, like...
You never got laid?
Yeah, and I was the guy that the girl would get into a fight with the boyfriend, and then she'd be like, oh, I need someone to make me feel better. And I was like hanging in the corner, like, oh, you're great, you're pretty, blah, blah, blah. And then she would go back to the boyfriend after I gave her like a fuck. I was friend zone Adam, basically, you know.
Fucking up, man. The strategy for the young guys out there, just get you a slam pig, bud. Don't let anybody see, right? You get some practice. You get some practice rounds with an easy opponent, right? That's what you do. You get in there. The ugly girl needs love too. You go make out with her, you know, practice, you know, and then don't let anybody know. But, you know, when the time...
Yeah, tell her, look, I'll meet you up at 7 o'clock when the sun goes down. You know, other than that, I'm busy before that. But then
there were situations where later in life, like after college when I was a comic, where these girls came to my show and then wanted to hook up, and they were like... They went from like tens when I was in high school to like solid fours. You know, like they just, you know, life had
gotten. They all do that, buddy. It's called age. They all do that.
And then I didn't do it.
40 pounds. You know?
There was a girl in high school, I remember, that I was like all wanted and was like all after. And then, man, Famous Mayhem came through town years later. And man, she was dog ugly. And I just didn't want nothing to do with her. It was not very satisfying.
No.
No, I didn't feel good about turning her down.
Is this like, how Jake Paul's going to feel when he beats Tyson? like, is this... I mean, because he's not beating any version of Mike... I'm sorry, but he's not beating... He's beating a 60-year-old version of Mike Tyson.
Yeah, sells tickets, though. I mean, smart to sell tickets, but yeah. Why would you... I don't know.
Wait, when is that?
Yeah,
I think it's like in 2 weeks.
Yeah, Jake Paul is like... No, it's like, what, four now, isn't it?
4 weeks, yeah, 4 weeks away.
So, but Jake Paul, he's not even old enough to remember the glory of Mike Tyson. Like, even I'm, like, I was very young when Mike Tyson bust up on the scene. You know, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out was on 8-bit Nintendo.
Yeah.
So that lets me know that...
If he knocks out Mike Tyson, it might be the saddest day in the history of sports. Like,
get ready, bro. Get ready with your fucking antidepressants, because
I might seriously cry. Like I may not.
It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna knock out Tyson. It ain't gonna happen.
I see Mike Tyson like gassing out and just being on the ropes, taking some slow ass punches. That's what I see. I don't see a knockout. I see Mike Tyson standing there going, and maybe taking a knee because he's so damn tired.
So last week I was on Gutfeld.
Tyson ended most of his fights in the first fucking round.
Yeah.
You know, against real fucking opponents.
Well, I see Jake Paul being a total pussy in the first round and like just holding his mitts
running
high and like not
it
doing
it. Matter. It don't fucking matter. Tyson can punch through those fucking mitts. He can punch through a fucking wall. He'll punch through those fucking mitts.
You know what? I'm changing my mind. I fucking believe you, Don Fry. I believe you.
That I really hope so. That would be cool. I would be so happy if Mike Tyson knocks out Jake Paul in the like 30 seconds. That would be such poetic justice. That would be like the end of a movie where like you stand and cheer. I just don't know if it's gonna happen.
It would be glorious. I mean, look, what if the whole thing's rigged and Jake Paul goes out there and throws the fight?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Tyson throws a fight. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or they both go out and fall down immediately. they both go and tap.
Yeah. I thought you were supposed to go fall down. I thought you were supposed to go down. Shit. Yeah.
They both
I didn't read the script.
Yeah, beat each other to the mat.
So last week I did Gutfeld, man. I gotta say about Gutfeld, you know, first of all, I love doing it. I'm beyond. People are now like my first time in like a long time. Like I'm drawing people, and people are coming out, you know, to see me, which is a fucking blessing. And you know, I did Chelsea Handler years ago, and I didn't really feel comfortable because it was like all comics, and they were like, jump in, and everyone's trying to be the funniest person on the show. And I just felt like Chelsea was like not really happy that I was like shining with my whatever one-liners or whatever. And then I heard she said some shit after. The first time I met Chelsea was actually at the Westwood Brewing Company. And she used to, I opened up this club in Westwood and she showed up. Her first thing she says to me, she goes, "Do you have a big penis?" That was her opener, which I was like, well, I have no complaints, but I was also a little bit like, huh?
That's funny. That's the first thing Tank Gavin said to me. That's the first thing Tank Gavin said to me. We were in UFC in Puerto Rico. He's like, you got a big cock. I said, I do.
Really?
Yeah, I said, I do have a big cock. Yeah. Yeah. I said, I do have a big cock. And he got all quiet. What do I do now? You know?
Wait, this is way better than my Chelsea story.
Way better than what you're saying, yeah.
So you and Tank Abbott, he goes up to you in Puerto Rico, and he asks you, do you have a big cock?
Yeah. Everybody's out the pool. You know, it's a day before the fight. Everybody's out the pool. And he walks up to me and says, you got a big cock. I said, I do have a big cock. And he didn't know what to say, so I just walked off.
He turned off? Oh my God, what a weird ass story, Don Fry. Every time I think you're out of weird stories, you know, bring us a new one.
Throw one in there, yeah? Just toss in another.
He needs to animate that.
Give me a subject and I'll see.
Someone needs to animate that. Yeah. Oh my God. And then after he left, were you like, where are you going? You want to see it? Or it was just weird?
Yeah, hey, where are you going, boy? Come back. It's 2-for-1 Friday night, you know. Come on,
Friday.
What a strange thing to ask, especially in Puerto Rico.
Mayhem, you probably had a lot of guys asking you to see.
That's back when Tank was trying to shock everybody. You know, he made out with one of his guys. You know, that bullshit.
he made out with a guy.
Yeah, one of his guys out of his team. Yeah. In front of everybody.
Was it
Tito? I don't know if it was Paul Herrera or I don't know if it's Paul Herrera and one of the other guys, you know, in the biker vest, you know.
Oh my God. So
he was trying to shock everybody back then.
So Chelsea and I mean it was fine. I was on once and she was like, you know, whereas like Greg roots for you. That's one of the things about Gutfeld is he actually wants to see you do well. You know, even, and he doesn't like, you know, if you have a.
It helps the whole show. Yeah.
Which is.
It's good for the whole show if you succeed. Yeah.
100%.
Great.
Why does Gutfeld always play this role where like, he calls you lazy or stupid, or he's always kind of digging at you, which I get too, because I'm on Adam Carolla and Carolla fucking jabs me all the time. But like, it seems like Gutfeld is just going at you like mean spirited.
No, it's not mean spirited because he does that to like Jamie Lissau's been on 125 shows on him. And he's like, at Jamie Lissau's family, I guess he got divorced. And he's like, so your wife hates you. So you don't see your kids. And that just, I almost like it's like an endearing thing. I think if he doesn't do that, then you have an issue. You know, it's like just.
Yeah, it's like the coach in high school. If the coach doesn't give you shit, and harass your ass, he doesn't like you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if he gets on you and he hassles you, you know, because he wants you to do better, you know, wants you to be proud. Yeah.
This on Corolla, the at the top of the show, they played like a voicemail from somebody who's like, yeah, Mayhem's the best. Da, 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 and so on. And then right before the segment with like this spokesmodel, she like puts her headphones on and sits down. They play a voicemail from a fan who's like, Mayhem sucks. We all know. He's the worst. He's terrible. I was like, oh my God. Oh, it went painfully long amount of time. And then the girl was just looking all confused. I was like, son of a bitch.
Fuck. Yeah, but she probably liked you better because of that. Bill Dawes, where are you coming from? You're late.
My bed.
Look at his face, bro. Oh my God. He's got bed.
Oh, I got brujitsus. I got a bunch of brujitsus.
Got it.
You were getting spanked. You were getting spanked in bed last night, and the pillow bit back.
So anyway, my dad's been sober probably for about a year. But my dad's just one of the guys who can't do anything in moderation, like. Kind of reminds me of you a little bit, Jason, but like he can't just like smoke one joint. He has to be high the whole fucking day. Like, you know, so I remember one time I was with my daughter and I was driving when he lived in LA, I was driving past his house and she had to go to the bathroom. So I'm like, hey, you mind if I stop at your apartment? Violet has to go to the bathroom. I'm like, Dad, I'm right here. And she's crying. Oh, well, so dude, I get out of the elevator. It's like a Cypress Hill video, like the whole, and he's like, and he's like eight doors down. I mean, just weed, fuck, everywhere. We go in. My dad's running to the window, opening up every single window because it's just, you know, just blasting with marijuana smoke, right? So now every time I'm with Violet and there's marijuana smoke, like if we go to like a trail, she goes, it smells like Papa Joe.
Your dad used to hit on my girlfriend.
Yeah, you tell me every time it's my dad on the podcast, you mentioned that he hit on your girlfriend.
It's interesting. It's a fun fact. I mean, I respect him for that. I think that's badass.
Which girlfriend?
Oh, she dumped me years ago. Two dumps ago.
It's so funny because anytime
she's with Adam's dad. And
anytime, Jason, I meet a girl on the road who's like, oh, do you know Bill Dawes? And she's always like a blonde girl who's like had a little bit of work done, and I'm like, who's hot, but he has this and I'm like, you fucked him, right? And then they go, why? It's never a no, it's a why. And now they're dating like magicians and stuff, and like they left him for magicians.
That's bad. We've been left for magicians.
Yeah, make your dick disappear in their side of her, right? Boom.
God,
what's it explode, honey?
So Don, did you ever talk to your daughters about religion and stuff and Jesus and all that stuff?
No, they haven't brought it up, and I haven't either. So,
what about you, Bill?
I don't think they listen to me.
my daughter went to Berkeley, so she's an atheist, obviously.
Right, of course. Jason, were you the kid?
Talk about Latter-day Saints?
No, because my daughter goes to Christian school, and my wife is like Christian, and now the other day my kid was upset because she's like, I don't know how much I love Jesus, and I'm like, and she's six, and I'm like, but listen, Jesus loves
you. You're not going to go to heaven, Dad, because you're a Jew.
Yeah, right? So then she goes...
together. I don't got foreskin, honey.
So then my wife is like, she's like, what's the difference between Jewish and being Christian? And I'm like, well, you know, we believe in Jesus, but we just don't believe that he was the son of God. And then, so my wife's like, yeah,
he was a carpenter.
They believe in the first half, right? The first half of the Bible. So then.
He made good furniture, shit like that. You know?
We believe he made good furniture.
When the pot smoking hippies.
So then I tell her, Bill, I'm like, well, we believe in half. But so then my wife goes, yeah, they believe in half the Bible, right? And then of course my daughter starts crying, I don't believe in Jesus. Like, so
oh no.
So then my wife starts explaining heaven to her and the afterlife, and I'm like, she's fucking six. Like,
yeah.
let's learn how to read first and math before we start getting into it. Well, I think this is just as important. And then, you know, I talked to God when I was, so now it's just a fuck. So now she's like, well, you could take the baby to temple. I'm like, I don't want to go to temple. I don't want, like, I'm not going to go to temple to cancel out the Christianity.
Yeah, confuse her more. What the fuck?
Yeah. Quinceañera? I don't know. So,
Mayhem, what do I do?
Well, look, I say you indoctrinate her with more stuff. I get her to communist camp, right? You start getting her to learn about the beauty of communism, right?
Yeah.
So Scientology, sign her up for that, all right? Even take her to a satanic temple, which I found out is about atheism, not about Satan, actually. So I she needs to get a broad spectrum.
That way, how did you find this out, by the way?
What, the Satan Church thing?
Yeah.
Well, argument move, my friend.
You're taking religious fucking advice from Mayhem Miller. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, Don, your girl ended up going to college, grad school, and now is a professional pole dancer.
Champion pole dancer.
Champion. That's all that matters. Champion.
Champion.
She came in second. Champion, yes. She came in second, by the way.
She came in first. This year she came in first. She won this year. Last year she was second. This year she's first.
Did you take out the champion? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Kerrigan her ass. My God, bro.
What he oiled up the pole.
Slip sliding away. Just slip sliding away.
Wait, do you watch her compete too, Don, yeah?
Yeah, I watched her compete. She's tough. She's a brute. She's a fucking brute. You know, it's just, you gotta stick those power moves, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And she says, Dad, what do you think? I think, you're good. You're powerful. Stick with the power moves. Well, good. Just don't tell me I'm built like a brick shit house. Like, why? That's a compliment. You're an athlete. That's not a compliment to me. I'm a girl.
Wait, you told her she was built like a brick shit house?
Right before he stuffed a 20 in her panties.
See what you got, baby. Shake it for daddy.
Oh, wow. All right. So the religion is getting nowhere. All right.
Let's go back to it with, Moyle fucking Mayhem right now. Look. Hey, look. Yom Kippur the other night, and instead, you know, you're over here talking Jesus with a 6-year-old. Bro, you know what? Tell her that Jesus is invincible. Jesus is magic, okay? And just let it ride. I don't know why on earth that a 6-year-old has to deal with the
pain. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying this. I'm like, listen, Jesus loves you, loves all the good people, loves me. Just be kind to people. Be nice to people. That's all that matters. You know, like, I'm trying to end it there.
Oh, but the problem is you got her at a school that's teaching her if you don't believe in Jesus, your Jewish ass is going to hell.
Yeah, you know why she's at that school? Because the last school, the father murdered the mother and killed fucking two other people. The one that you dated. Oh. The one that you dated. Like
the guy?
No, the guy. No, the girl. The woman that was killed. This beautiful Asian woman. Father killed the mother and the grandparents. Put them in garbage bags around Tarzana.
They recycle. That's good.
No, it's better than that. It was right after Halloween last year, and he tried to hand it to some Mexicans to take away.
Yeah.
The Mexicans, to their credit, went to the police station. We're like, yo, this guy has a bag full of body parts, and the fucking cops shoot him out of there. They're like, shut up, Mexicans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they couldn't. The guy almost got away with it, but they found the wife's torso in the fucking Best Buy parking lot or some shit.
And 10 years ago, Mayhem dated the wife. So she would have been better off with Mayhem.
Oh, so Mayhem, do you think she deserved it or what?
That's sad.
That's Bill. That's terrible. Yeah. No one.
Okay, come on.
Not even a joke.
But I did.
Hey, I tell you what. I argue that point. I know one. It deserves it. I'll guarantee you that.
Oh God.
We like to make editing easy for you, Adam.
At least
thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Anyway, so that was like the third thing at that school that was fucked up, but that obviously nothing as that. So then we got her.
She lives through a relationship with Mayhem Miller just to get fucking chopped up by somebody else. She's going to heaven. She's going to heaven.
Yes.
Yeah, explain that to your daughter. Yeah, there's a woman. She had a ticket.
Explain that to my daughter. My daughter loved Mayhem. My daughter was like, when's May May coming back? When's May May? That's because Mayhem is a permanent 5-year-old. So she's right there. And my daughter met Don Fry too, which is awesome. Leave. Yeah, yeah. All right, so.
I may die here.
In the real life or your phone?
My phone.
Oh, good.
All real right. real life, everybody, we're all put on this planet to die. Come on.
That's true. Good
easy
point.
Kid with that thought, you know? We're all going to die.
And then we get to meet Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus is magic.
Yes.
So, yes, the MMA podcast, right? So Dana White went off on the rankings. Did you guys see this?
He's an idiot.
No.
So the rankings, I didn't even realize that so he wants the rankings to be done AI, which makes sense because you got a bunch of writers that are doing the rankings. I guess the sports writers, blah blah blah. And how do I share this? Share what the fuck is going on here? So can you guys see the rest of the? Can you see it or no?
No.
No.
All right, share. Oh, here we go. So here's Dana White going off on the rankings. Here we go.
No, everybody has a personal
favorite. Here we go. I know it's reversed. Can't see it on here. But the moron strike again. Khalil Roundtree fights that badass fight against Pereira. And the morons rank him number 8. Keep him at number 8. Literally this week, I have a meeting to try to fix the rankings and get all these know-nothing, do-nothing motherfuckers out of it. So hopefully this week I get this fixed.
God.
I get it. Roundtree gave us a fantastic fight. However, he lost that fantastic fight, and it kind of dictates that you go down in the ranks because you lost. Like, what does he want? He wants you to go up in the ranks even though you lost? Like, I don't get it. Like, you don't ascend. That's just how this, I don't know. That maybe I'm missing something here, and maybe AI will fucking detect something that I ain't detecting. But the reality of the situation is when you lose, you go down. Will he go back up? Definitely. Give him another fight. Like, Dana could solve all this by, instead of putting vicious fight after vicious fight where guys get hurt every time, to like make like kind of easier fight for the top ranked guys, so that they can display them for the most popular fighters.
That's what he just did. That's what he just did. He had the champ fight the number 8 guy.
That's right.
So he just did that.
You're right. But like,
I mean, that's Ali. Ali did that a lot. You know, Ali would fight the number 5 or 8 guy. You know, I mean, it's a good payday for the champ. You know, it's not a terrible threat for him. You know, it gives another guy an opportunity to go up in the ranking.
Yep.
I mean, the problem is what else are you going to do? You can't have – you either have to go AI or not, because anytime you have people that are judging, people are going to look at different things, right? And you're going to have the sports writers. I don't know if they're do-nothing. I mean, these guys are covering the sport.
They're smart.
But what is AI based on, too?
AI.
Yeah, but AI.
AI won't take into account, you know.
Sorry. What's that, Don? Sorry.
AI won't take into account. You know, a thrilling fighter, you know, a guy who brings it every time. All it does is looks at the basic stats, numbers, you know, and it gives you, it spits out its answers through numbers. But yeah. I mean, some of these guys that, you know, you beat the shit out of them, you know, you cut them and all that stuff, and they keep coming. You know, like Clay Guida, you know, Clay Guida, you know, AI would probably get a terrible ranking, but. You know, the guy puts on a hell of a fucking performance.
Yeah.
Right. Did you guys watch the fights last week? The Brendan Rogal fight?
I watched them. But yeah.
Don, do you watch it?
Jazzed up. I was.
No.
It happened to be a great fight. He fought this guy who was undefeated, 16-0, from Japan, against this guy, Tatsuro Taira, who was great on the ground. The guy was a fucking wizard on the ground. And Royval was winning on the feet. It was a classic, one of those classic matchups. Kept going back and forth. And then Royval won deep and won in the fifth round. It was actually a really good fight.
Though, like, he outgrounded the ground guy, right?
In the fifth round. But the problem was he kept getting him on top and then going for the submissions and then losing the submission. Yeah. And then, like, so it's even like, I think it was Bisping or Dominic Cruz is like, well, we love the fact that he goes for the submissions, but now he keeps ending up almost losing the ground. Yeah. What Jason, do you coach guys to stay on top and remain or go for the submission?
That's a big part of the game now. Like, I have a guy, excellent jiu-jitsu, like top level jiu-jitsu guy, but a lot of our training is maintaining wrestling type positions. So Don Fry, like, hammer the guy from turtle position, like try to keep on his back, but not necessarily put the hooks. Like, a lot of the training is based upon keeping the top position and try to wear the guy out. Now, like, the last round, the plan usually for a guy with a really good jiu-jitsu game is to affect the guy with ground and pound throughout the fight, but then turn into a jiu-jitsu guy near the end. Because if you can show dominance throughout the fight with a top position, ground and pound stuff, and not lose the top position, because, you know, whether we like it or not, especially me, I'm a jiu-jitsu guy myself, but I realize that the judges don't appreciate if you fall onto the bottom. That's just human nature.
Yeah.
Judging is going to change. I don't know. I like the old pride judging where you judge it on, like, the totality of the fight instead of, like, a 10-round must system. But the reality of what we live here in America is if you lose the top position, it looks bad, even if you were dominating the fight, even at the end of the round. If you fall on the bottom, missing an arm bar, well, there you go. You just lost the fucking round. So, yeah, safety is the number one concern to save those rounds, stay on top, land punches. And then later on in the fight, depending on your up or down, whatever, okay, fine, let's try submissions now. That's the strategy, at least, going forward.
The submissions late in the fight. By the way, Don, a guy that you fought got knocked out last week. Jerome LeBanner?
LeBanner? Oh,
yeah.
Did you see it?
He's fighting still. Jeez.
Yeah. I know. I can't believe it.
That's rough.
I'll show you what happened last week in MMA. And I thought about you, Don. What's up, people? Listen, Major League Baseball is right now. And I've had some of my best memories, me and my dad going to games. I actually caught a couple balls a couple times. I had a blast. I take my daughter to the game, my wife. We have a great time. And check it out. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which means getting tickets, you can get them faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch. It goes down, not up. Now, with killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, okay, which is great. That way you don't get there and all of a sudden you can't see anything. And their lowest price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. So you gotta check out this Game Time app. It is so easy, okay, to navigate, download. I go to all my sporting events. I went to a Sparks game, the one that I took Mayhem and them to. All right, we had a great time. It was like $14 each. It was cheaper than movie tickets. All right, so you got to check it out. They got last minute deals. You could save up to 60% buying off last minutes for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. You get flash deals. All right, which means that you could save even more with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of the game or the event. They have all-in pricing and they have ticket coverage. Your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. And they have lowest price guarantee, which means if it's not the lowest price, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So take the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets with Game Time. So download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off first purchase. That's right. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem the code CLNS for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guarantee. Trust me, you will thank me later. Because you fought this guy. Hold on, right? Hold on.
Thank you.
So here he is.
No, I showed up. I showed up for the fight.
Oof.
Whoa.
Oof. That is a short night, huh? Oh, my goodness. That's rough.
Let's see it again. Yeah, hold on. Let's see it again.
So this is just a kickboxing tournament, yeah? Oh.
Nothing gets past you, Bill.
I didn't know. I couldn't see the gloves at first.
Yeah, I mean. Commentary spot on.
So Don, what do you think about that? Does that give you flashbacks of just seeing him still?
Yeah. Fucking A, yeah. I mean, you got my respect, you know. I mean, to still be able to be able to lace up the gloves at that age, you know. Yeah. What I'm saying? I mean, he's like almost 60 years old.
What, really?
He looked good. He looked strong.
Yeah. 60. My God.
That was a minute and 40 seconds.
Almost.
What was it? That was a minute and 40 seconds strength, you said, Mayhem?
That was a minute into the first round, was it not?
I don't know. I just saw that clip, but I know that when by the way, Mayhem, your sound keeps going in and out.
Bro, what am I supposed to do?
I didn't get Verizon.
What did I do?
I don't know. No, I have no idea. I just don't want, like, I know last time you were like, it was a great show. I wish my sound wasn't going in and out. So I'm just telling you as it's happening. So that way, you know.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. You're going to be mad about it twice.
All right, man. I don't know. I don't know what the hell is going wrong with it. There's ghosts in this office.
But Don, you fought that guy when he was number one in the world and you never threw a kick before.
That's right. Very brilliant. Brilliant on my idea. And I sat outside in the back porch drinking tequila and smoking cigars, you know, for 6 weeks before the fight too, you know.
Damn. Yeah, that's a wild one. Oh, man.
And then I popped two Vicodins before I went out there. So I don't even remember walking out there, you know.
Don't get into this sport because we ain't brave.
But I don't. But there's no one around you that says, right. "Hey, Don, listen, I love you, man. But this is the number one kickboxer, and we don't really do kickboxing. Oh, we've never
gonna fucking tell Don Fry don't fight. What the fuck, bro? I'm Mayhem, right? I'm a fucking considerably smaller guy, and nobody would tell me shit because they're fucking scared of me. So
yeah, but you had Jason Perillo in your corner, right? He was he would tell you Ryan Parsons. Those guys would tell you what to do. No,
they tried.
By the way, can I ask a question?
Sure.
So, you know, my brother is a professor, right? He's super liberal. He would probably never get along with anyone on this podcast, including me for the most part. But he's writing a book on violence, and he found out I was doing a podcast for MMA, particularly with Jason and Don, and he like lost his fucking shit and he had questions.
Okay.
Can I ask these questions?
Of course, yes.
He was wondering if
so you're doing research for your brother. Your brother's writing a book
in the middle of the podcast.
Sounds like Kamala Harris.
It's about MMA.
Okay, all right. Let me. What are these questions?
Well, first of all, one of the things he was wondering about is in the pre-show hype. Do you actually get mad at your other opponent, or is it just all showmanship? Is it an eternal mental act to psych yourself up?
Some guys get mad.
Yeah.
It all depends on the guy. I know when I was going to fight Shamrock, I was having a good time, but he was pissed. You know, fuck. You know, I mean, some guys can handle it, and some guys, they just don't appreciate any of it, you know?
Do you have to convince yourself that you hate the person to fight them sometimes?
No.
No.
Yeah, I do.
Hate them? I don't have to be violent towards them. I was violent at my dad. I love my dad.
Was there anyone you actually hated, Jason?
No, not really. Nah. Oh, yeah, Jacare, when I kicked his face off, I was real mad at him, though. You know what I mean? I don't know. I didn't hate him, but I was, like, mad.
Why?
Because they, like, there was a Brazilian interview, or, you know, he just spoke Portuguese, and he said some shit that, like, pissed me off that seemed like it was, like, disrespectful to me, called me a clown and whatnot, and I was like, oh, fuck this guy. And then later on, the Brazilians told me, oh, yeah, no, but he was saying it kind of nice. I was like, oh. Austin translation.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny.
All right, what other questions for your book report you have, Bill?
Oh no, I don't want to ask about it. I want to keep moving. I just want to ask.
That was a good question. Anyone else you got? Anything else?
Well, I mean, look, I could go, he's an internal I guess he said, do you believe that you can win a fight before the fight starts by intimidating people? Is that an actual tactic? So one, like, do you actually hate
it's
each other?
Tactic. Yeah, it's a tactic.
Yeah.
It's more of like a mind fuck.
It's a tactic, but it's not.
Has it ever worked where you could tell somebody so scared that they end up losing before they got in the ring?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it'll work.
I would talk
but
shit.
But it's still not the sum of all.
I would act so dismissive of the guys and be like, so like, I would never even say their name right. Like, I like always call them the wrong name and shit to make them feel like insignificant so that they are like either would get mad and like give me an opening and burn themselves out, or I would like be so like flippant about like who they are, like, you're nothing to make them get a complex before the fight.
And Jason, I want to ask you a question, but I don't want you to get mad. Yeah. So Anthony Smith did an interview recently on Bisbing's podcast. You see it?
Somebody tagged me in a thing where I poured water in the guy's foot.
Yeah. Why did you do that?
It was an accident at first, but then he like got all weird. So I just kept eye contact with him and poured water on his foot.
But just to, were you on drugs or were you just being?
I was just fucking with him. He was my weight. It was my gym. I'm like, welcome.
So you were doing it out of like to be friends with him, just to be friends?
He said we never trained. We did train.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He said that you pour water on him, came back 3 days later and did the same thing, and then started laughing at him.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So you were doing it just to be a dick or just to be fun with him or just to...
I was fucking with him. Young guy coming to the gym. You know what I mean? He like took it like a little baby. Like,
got it.
On top of that, he was in my weight class, and I was like, "Let's go, buddy! Like, you want to fight me? I'm ready to fight you." You know.
Got it. Okay. I could see what you're saying because I was like, that doesn't make like because you've always been the nicest people to your training. I've never had anyone to train with you say nothing but you've been helpful.
Like my whole thing in the gym is to keep everybody like laughing and have fun and whatever. And see, he like had like tunnel vision. He just saw me and the boys was like giving him a little fucking haze, you know, like a light. That was a light hazing, like just fucking with him. He looked scared, bro. He like, he's in there, me, Mark Munoz, Durkin, Pat Cummins.
Yeah. There's a
monsters, you know what I'm saying? And we're all just like joking around with them, you know, and like,
got it.
He was so sensitive.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah. I like him, though. He's a good kid.
Dude, he honestly, like, we had him on the podcast back in his, like, LFA days, and he just got into the UFC. He got into the UFC, lost, got cut, and he wrote me the nicest thing, like, thanks for giving a fuck about my fights. And then one time I had him, like, give money. Like, I asked him for money for this thing I was doing, trying to raise money for, and he was, like, no questions asked. Like, he's always been the nicest, coolest guy. Like one time he saw me coach a wrestling video and I was all excited about like our kid won and I was jumping around like a fucking hyena. Like, and he's like, hey man, he called me up. He's like, I just want to say, I wish my coaches were as excited as you were. Like he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, Smith is a really class act. So that's why I was like,
you know. Bad took it all hard. Like, it was a joke, kid. What? Can I cry about that 20 years later?
Oh. I have one more question. Ready?
Okay.
My brother wants to know, when you were fighting Ken Shamrock and he had you in the foothold, he had you, I guess it was an ankle lock.
Foothold?
And you, well, I mean, there are different types of foothold, obviously. There's ankle locks, there's heel hooks. Anyway, I think this was an ankle lock. And he said you didn't tap. He wanted to know if that was willpower or drugs. And then he said, willpower. So something like an ankle lock, apparently you can't really break the bone in an ankle lock. It's incredibly rare to break a bone. I mean, heel hook, obviously you tear an ACL. But ankle lock is really about pain threshold, right? So usually it's a question of how many people can take the pain of a ankle lock. Because the actual break is at the top of the foot, which is almost impossible to get. So obviously you've never tapped to an ankle lock before, right? Is that just willpower?
Well, he broke both my fucking ankles. So I don't know if it was a heel hook or an ankle lock. Yeah, he broke both my fucking ankles, yeah.
Oh shit! During the fight, and you didn't tap.
I'm still cussing him. I'm still fucking cussing him because it's been my right ankle has been killing me this whole year, year. So, you know, it's 20 years ago. You know, shit.
Wow.
So I
forgot to tell you guys, we got a special guest on the podcast. By the way, this kid who goes by the Samurai Sensei. And he's 5-1. He just won his last fight in the LFA. I think he won by how did he win by ankle lock? I think, right?
Yeah, heel hook.
Heel hook. He's awesome. I know him from Minnesota. He comes to my show. He looks like a fucking accountant. Like, you would never know that this kid's a monster. And he's a big fan of you, Mayhem and Don. He talks about you all the time. So I told him if he won his fight, I would get him on the podcast, which he did. Santos Verdinez, okay. How are you, man?
Okay, so he won. All right, he won. So hang up the fucking phone. He's on the show. You know, how you doing, kid? Go away.
I'm doing good. Thank you, guys.
So Santos, you're now what, 6-1?
Yep, 6-1 now.
Nice. Fucking
amazing. He didn't tell us shit, just so you know, Santos. This is the most unprofessional podcast on earth. I'm the only one we put lighting up. So, you know, that's how it goes around.
I thought it was McCorkle coming in, then I forgot.
And by the way, he looks like the type of person who wins by heel hook.
Yeah.
Look, like that's the brand.
Jiu-jitsu right there. That's the win.
Yeah, those only hurt, they don't injure, right? Isn't that right what your professor brother said, Bill?
No, not heel hooks. Angle
what the fuck does an egg hit? What the fuck does an egghead like that know about fucking pain or pain threshold or breakage? You know that? Tell him get his fucking ass in the fucking gym and fucking and then you put the fucking heel hook or ankle lock on him and you then let's see.
No, Don, he's a Yale professor. He's a Yale liberal professor, right? Isn't he like a?
Oh yeah. Not only he's pro Kamala, pro Palestine. Don, you would not like him at all.
Oh fuck, man. Not at all. He's a fucking moron. Obviously. Yeah, you know, those don't injure. They just hurt. It doesn't matter whether you're tough enough or you scream like a bitch. Yeah, okay. I'm limping around 20 years later, buddy. Yeah, it's because, you know, I decided that, you know, it just hurts. It doesn't, there's not an injury.
Yeah, I can't wait to send him this podcast, by the way.
Like Ken Shamrock, put him in a fucking ankle lock and see how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. And then he can have his brother do the research on that one, too, you know? And he can write his book, just like Kamala Harris, who plagiarized her fucking book.
She did. God. There's 26 times of plagiarism. So, Santos, who are you? Are you training with in, like, the dungeon with Greg Nelson? Or who are you training with?
No, I'm training with Brock Larson over at Start BJJ.
Nice.
Yeah, and Caitlin at her place too at her Muay Thai gym.
Caitlin Young. So you're from Minnesota, right?
Yep, from Minnesota.
And you're also Filipino, right?
Hispanic.
You racist, Adam. God damn it.
What the fuck? What's wrong?
What fucking difference? All the same.
No, what did you say during
Nobody can understand what they're saying.
I made fun of you during my comedy show, and then what did you say? You came back at me really good. What did you say?
There was a couple times. Was it the sex thing?
Yeah, what did I say?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember. But you were like, I pretty much said, like, I only fight just for the opportunity to touch other men. Something
like that. He told me this during, like, while I was on stage. But your girlfriend's pretty hot, by the way, right? It's been a long time.
No more girlfriend.
It's a tranny.
What happened?
My career started to take more of a priority, and I don't think that started to be good for the relationship. So
yeah, you'll save a lot of fucking money. You'll save a lot of fucking money that way, kid. Yeah.
You know, but
get a prenup. Get a fucking prenup.
Girlfriend yet, Don? You're trying to tell him to get a prenup.
Yeah, get a girlfriend prenup. Even better.
So when's your next fight?
Don't trust him.
My next fight is January 8th for LFA in Minnesota again. My manager is trying to shake something up for LFA in California. But if it doesn't work out, then I'm gonna fucking go to Thailand in November and train out there for a month.
Wow. And what's your background as far as fighting?
I wrestled a couple years, and then right after high school I started training MMA. So I did a lot of jiu-jitsu, and then it wasn't until like 3 years ago I started working with Kaylin for like my striking and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So
you won by heel hook, yeah? That's a pretty hard submission to get for an MMA fight. Not a lot of people are able to pull that off. Was it like a rolling heel hook from a – how'd you get it?
So pretty much like – so I was stepping in for a hook. And my opponent, like it was an accident, but he like headbutted me. He like pretty much like ducked his head into me, and like that took me out for like a split second. Like all of a sudden, I wake up and like I'm on my knee. I'm like, what the fuck? And he pushes me over to try and mount me, and then I roll with it into a heel hook. So I kind of like back roll with it.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, oh shit, it's right here. So then fucking grab it.
You won by accident.
Yeah, you know,
a heel hook literally fell into your lap. That's amazing. Yeah,
fell into my lap.
So you got knocked out, woke up, and just grabbed his leg.
The same.
I wasn't like fully out, but I was like fucking dazed, and I was like, oh shit, and then that's when it all started happening again.
Jason, never happened to you?
Yeah, accidental heel hook all the time. Yeah, that's badass.
Yeah, man.
Oh, what though? But
happened to me. Happened to me where I go, fuck, I'm in a fight. Shit.
Yeah. 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 Like, I think that your body, if you train enough, if you go in the gym enough and do moves over and over again, you will just automatically do them. Even if you're half choked out, like knocked out, knocked silly, you will fucking just do, your body will just zombie its way through. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much what happened. Like, everyone was like, did you mean to do that? I was like, no, like, that, it was just instinct. It just fucking happened. I don't even know.
So now you're 6-1, so you probably got two more wins before you get on the contender, right?
Yeah, like, one or two. Hopefully my manager can line up something big for me for the next fight. Maybe hope. I feel like I'm giving, like, a pretty strong case for, like, a title fight, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Are we talking here? Because I don't even know Santos.
He's an LFA.
What weight?
What weight?
Oh, 35er. Just a little.
That guy. Is ladies fighting alliance.
It's good. That's a very tough weight class. So it's nice to hear you being damn this highly ranked, bro. That's a fast weight class.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. What is it? Sometimes I bounce around. Sometimes if I'm a little bit fatter during the time, like I do 45, but like. 35 is like my most athletic weight class for sure.
And you got to get a better Instagram because you're Sensei Sandman. Right?
Yeah.
SENSEI_SANMAN.
Sensei.
Yeah.
Sensei Sandman. No one's gonna be able to follow you with that.
It's not catchy at all. I was just like, I don't even know. I was like, you know what? This sounds clever. And then the more I went with it, I was like, this fucking sucks. I got to change this at some point.
mean, bro? Fucking start it.
Yeah, buying something new.
Try Mayhem. I think that's retired.
What should we go? Because he's all right. He's Mexican. What about like
Mexican Mayhem? No.
What's your nickname?
Sandman. S A N Man.
All right, we got to do better than that. right. What should his nickname be, Don? What do you think? Like the
tiny Chicano.
Like yeah, or like the migrant, like the migrant menace or something. Like there's gotta be.
Yeah, there you go.
The caravan killer.
Right, I think that would be better. Right?
The trash bag sleeper.
The fourth.
You know, I like the migrant menace because then I can be like, I'm coming to steal your heels and your.
Oh, I like that. The migrant menace,
I think, is pretty good. Can we, all right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I think that's a better Bill. What do you think? Right.
I think migrant menace is great. At first, I thought you said micro menace. I'm like, well, that's a little diminishing, but you're not that small.
No, the migrant menace. Yeah. Right? I think that would be.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
The illegal menace.
All right. Well, look.
Prove it. I'm good.
Now, did you have a question for Don Fryer or Mayhem?
Yeah. Okay. Mayhem, I've been watching. So I never really got into MMA until like I started fighting pretty much. But I used to watch your show, Believe Me, all the time on MTV. And it was my favorite show of all time. And it was fucking. I didn't even know like UFC or like MMA was a fucking thing, and then until I got into it. So, and then Don Fry, like you have some of the best highlights that I've ever seen. Like, you're like the whole person. Like the cowboy shit, I fucking love it. And it's awesome. I was wondering if I could actually get a pair of gloves that are signed from both of you guys. That'd be
amazing.
Talk to my manager, kid.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
send it to me, kid, and I'll send it back.
Yep. Hey, wait, are you fighting the LFA over here in LA?
I think that's the one that my manager is trying to shake up, but we'll see. We'll see. If not, then it's probably just being back in Minnesota.
I know some people. I'll put in
Fuck
yes. Yes. That'd be fucking awesome. Thank you.
That way I can just hand you those fucking gloves instead.
Can Mayhem work your corner?
Huh?
Well, yeah.
Can Mayhem work your corner?
He could definitely work my corner. Are you kidding me? That'd be awesome. Fuck
Don,
yeah.
You want to come? Don, you want Don Fry and Mayhem to work your corner? That would be
absolutely.
What's the date on that fight?
Is signing us up. Talking about what date is that, Santos?
What is it? I don't know about the California one. I'll look it up, but I'm not sure what the date for that one is yet.
All right.
Well, thank you very much, man, and have a good rest of the week, brother.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care.
I like that kid a lot.
How old is he? He looks like he's like 20.
He's young. He's like probably like 23, 24. Wow. You know, those are the kids though, man. Like he's like a little ninja out there as far as do you have any kids like that, Jason?
I mean, it's weird, bro. Like, we got this one kid who's real pretty. They're like, at first I was like, dude, this kid, I don't know what. He doesn't have the work ethic to get in here and do it. And I just would bitch at him all the time. And this is like a year or two ago. And now, oh, my God. Yeah. Like, I'm straight up ninja, like very adept, like little Mexican boxing style where he just throws like 16 punches in a second, you know? And I was really afraid because in the early stages, I didn't really see him working hard enough to get the skills. But I guess he just, you know, with his age, came a little bit more.
With
a little more discipline. And now he's like looking like a beast.
So last week, Grant Dawson won. He's the guy, he's 16-2. Really nice guy. Great fighter. Good at everything. His post-fight speech was pretty awesome. I'll show you. I'm not gonna ruin it, but here it is. This is what he says. Hold on.
The biggest cheat code that I have.
Hold on, here we go. That's his girlfriend, who's also a fighter.
That the biggest cheat code that I have is having the most amazing and supportive wife that you could possibly have. how much she supports me is literally my favorite thing about her. Well, it's my second favorite thing about her. My first favorite thing is she's got a dump truck you could bounce a quarter off of.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
Dude, I watched that with my wife. She was like, that is so embarrassing.
I know. Do you think that started a fight when they got home, or do you think she loved it?
I think she loved it. A dump truck.
There's a better way to call an ass than a dump truck.
That's like one of my top three ways to call it.
Dump truck, you could bounce a quarter. She made a video about people. She's like, hey, let's see if they can bounce a quarter off my ass. And then she's like, no, I'm not going to do it. So now, are you guys following this whole thing about Maxwell the Cat Mayhem?
What the are you talking about?
All right. So there's a cat on TikTok, right? That they put a GoPro on it.
Oh.
All it does is fuck with other cats.
Yes.
Don, are you following this?
You know Don is.
Oh, I don't know anything about it.
All right.
This cat.
So, okay. Hold on. Here we go.
Snacks to his neighbor.
So, here we go.
You're watching it.
All right. Hold on.
This is the only information they give us. Fuck, where this cat is, but he is legit wandering out.
Can you guys hear this or no?
I can hear it. Can't see it.
All right. Hold on. So, this is Maxwell the cat, who's become a TikTok phenom. And everyone wants to know. People are like divided on whether or not this is a good or bad thing. Okay. So, here we go.
Which means it's good.
All right, here we go, full screen.
Well, he is a legit... So. Who owns this cat? This is Maxwell. He is a legit menace to his neighborhood, and we're all here watching it.
It's Kamala voter.
The information they give us, we don't know who this cat is, but he is legit wandering out his neighborhood, bullying every cat he comes upon. Except apparently kittens. They, for some reason, are off limits, and the odd female that he seems to be loving on.
So this is about the cat.
Maxwell, out for a morning stroll. Oh, look. Another
key. And just like the bottom of it. Like,
and then completely chases them.
Videos. I don't know. Maxwell being human. Cats, they fuck and fight. That's what they're cats, lady.
Oh, I love that.
So. Now there's like all these people making videos about it. There's cops making videos and they're on the case. People are all about.
It's like two of those geo trackers, those geo guessers. Those guys will figure out where Maxwell is in an instant. People are saying
I love how she's mad at the cat. She's mad at the cat put on the GoPro and did it.
Yeah.
Well, someone says that Maxwell's uploading the videos himself. But he is. There's a couple of videos of him going into other people's garages and kicking the cats out of their own garage.
Dennis, I love him.
You do, Mayhem. You do love this Maxwell. You're for it.
Look, listen. If you got to convince me to like pussy, I definitely love it. You
know? Hey, Don, what are your thoughts about this cat?
Huh?
Don.
Mayhem Maxwell.
Mayhem Maxwell. Yeah, I love it.
Bill.
Out of the garage.
I want to see one of them chasing a Haitian.
Oh.
By the way, my cat in my parking lot, I swear to God, I'll send you videos. He chases away coyotes.
Your cat does?
My cat chases away coyotes. I'll send you videos. It's the fucking craziest thing you've ever seen.
Dude, cats have superpowers, bro. Cats are like the most athletic animal on fucking earth. Like, per pound, like, they don't fucking... They're too quick. They live in a different dimension, bro.
Yeah.
Or they jump to the refrigerator. That's like me jumping on top of a building. It's like casually.
My cat bullies me. Every night I get bullied by my fucking cat, Lemon. Meow. Won't stop until I give her milk. Every fucking night. She just in my ear, wherever I go. Like I get bullied every night by my wife's cat, Lemon, you know, just to get milk. So. But yeah, so Maxwell is now the internet. Everyone's trying to, you know, the people are literally dressed up as cops. There are cops saying, yo, Maxwell, this is out for you. You know, we got you. It's only a matter of time. You can't be bullied. Like,
dude, I know the Hawk Tua girl's going to catch him.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so Maxwell the Cat is very big on the internet right now. And then did you guys see the Men for Kamala ad?
Oh my God, it's the worst.
Oh, busted.
Don, you're gonna love it.
Oh God. Okay,
Don,
so
you're gonna love it so much.
I think I'm gonna vote for Kamala just to piss off my dad.
Hold on. So here's the Men for Kamala
Don't
ad.
do it. Just tell him you did.
Oh my, here we go. So Don, what do you think about? I feel like we need to make another ad with Don in it, but as a counter to this, but
Released this ad. What
Hey,
women
real
need.
man.
Here is their outreach to men.
I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a man, man. And I'm man enough. I'm man enough to enjoy a barrel-proof
Oh, love.
Man enough to cook my steak rare. Man enough to deadlift 500 and braid the out of my daughter's hair. You think I'm afraid to rebuild a carburetor? I eat carburetors for breakfast. I ain't afraid of bears. That's what bear hugs are for. I'll tell you another
You eat everything for breakfast, badass.
I'm not afraid of women. I'm not afraid of women.
They want to control their bodies? I say go for it.
They want to use IVF to start a family? I'm not afraid of families.
They want to be childless cat ladies? Have all the cats you want.
Woman wants to be president? Well, I hope she has the guts to look me right in the eye and accept my full-throated endorsement. Because I'm man enough to support her.
Man enough to know what kind of donuts I like. Man enough to... Full-throated? You suck cock too, huh?
We've jumped the shark. We have released...
My God. You know what? I get it. I get it. I don't know what the hell.
Full-throated. So he takes it on deep.
Tacos needs everything for breakfast. The carburetor.
Full-throating. He's full-throating.
You see that fat ass, dude? Yeah, he's full-throating everything.
So I guess there was actors they hired. They hired actors like
of course. I never knew what raw dogging a flight was. I had to look that up, what raw dogging a flight is.
What is that?
What is that?
That means you go on a flight and you don't watch TV or read. You just sit there and look out the window.
He said that he raw dogged a flight?
No, that's in the commercial. It goes, I'm man enough to raw dog a flight.
What the fuck? The word do you, bro?
Jeez.
Raw dog
is
where I come from.
I mean,
so you're not smart enough. You're not smart enough to read.
I mean, what are we doing here? Like, I mean, what are we doing? Like, is any man gonna watch that and go, "Oh, I want to be a man just like those guys"?
We're causing the downfall. We're trying to complete the downfall of society. Is what we're trying to do.
We're
those guys are.
Yeah, we're speed running the collapse of Western society. I love it.
Like any man's gonna be like, I support IVF, but yeah, the guy that was like pro-abortion was like 90. who's that guy knocking up? It was, and then do you guys see Trump though on the other side? You see Trump's thing where he just listened to music for 40 minutes.
Oh,
so Trump did a campaign.
No.
So 2 days ago, I don't know what happened, but for some reason he decided that he's just gonna play music. During his
dance, do his jack off dance that he always does.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah, where it looks like he's jerking off two guys. So here he. So he just. Hold on. Hold on. Where are we?
You said for 45 minutes he did.
Yeah, hold on. 45 minutes.
No way.
Hold on. Hold on. So. All right. So, where am I?
A-est song ever. Why?
All right, hold on. So Trump he ends town hall for 35 minutes listening to music. Hold on, here we go.
Let's not do any more questions. Let's just listen to music. Let's make it into our music.
I'm so confused about politics right now.
Oh my God. Oh, there it is. There it is. The walrus.
Took off, Vance. I don't know. Look, man, I'm a big fan of Trump. He's the most hilarious president candidate on earth.
Yeah. But
I think he's losing.
Yeah.
I think he's getting crazy. If he wins,
yeah.
If he wins,
he's having fun. He's having fun.
Huh?
No, I mean, because she's so fucking stupid, she can't do an interview. You know, she can't answer two questions and without talking about being growing up in the middle class.
Family, middle class.
So yeah, she only talks about her mom.
Yeah.
But she only talks about her mom. But I think he's having fun, you know. I mean, What are you going to do? What are you going to debate a fucking block of wood?
But yeah, 35 minutes, though. I mean, they could have done karaoke at least or brought people up. To the, I mean,
35 minutes? Whoa.
I would have listened to Adam Hunter.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have.
That shows how much command he has over those people. You know?
That's true.
To stand there for 35 minutes.
Don, if you went to a Trump rally and he was like, I'm going to play Sinead O'Connor and YMCA for 35, you'd be like, I did not come for this. No?
No, I'd leave. I'd have left. Yeah. I'd have left. But, <there's> a, but apparently, you know, the mother people, they got no common sense, but he's had control over them, you know?
But how would you leave? Because Trump didn't pay for the buses back.
Oh, Coachella. Yeah, people got stuck at Coachella. All right, so Donald Cerrone, he retired. He went 0-6-1 in his last 7 fights. Obviously, he's a legend. He had some tough fights. And then he started doing steroids, like testosterone, getting all jacked. I mean, fucking jacked. Now he wants to come out of retirement and fight 2 more times.
Oh.
And then Tony Ferguson said he's too old to retire. Which no, like that Tony's too old to retire.
He's too old to retire. What are you?
He wants to die on the battlefield.
He says, he goes, I only put half the fucking gloves in there. I got them back. So now I got both pair of gloves. Fuck no, I'm not retiring. I'm too old to retire. I'm 40. I'm halfway to 80. I've been competing since I was 5. I wrestled in college. When someone else is able to run or sprint faster than me, maybe I'll start to consider it. But I really need to find that coaching and discipline around other people, being comfortable in practice so they're not miserable in the fight. That's where we're at right now. So I guess have those two fight each other, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I thought Tony had a fight. Maybe people are making fake posters, but I thought Tony had a fight out in fucking Russia or some shit.
No. I didn't make a fake posters.
Yeah.
And then Chael Sonnen tweeted out that the Joker 2 is the greatest waste of money and potential since Masvidal.
Nice.
Did you write that tweet for him, Adam? No, was that tweet
no,
that you wrote?
No, I absolutely did not. and then this week, there's a bunch of fights this week, which we didn't even talk about. The PFL fights this week. It's Francis Ngannou who's fighting.
That's going to be interesting.
Cyborg is fighting this week. Your friend's fighting, by the way, Jason, the one that you took the check from.
Oh, yeah, AJ McKee.
Yeah, AJ McKee won $1 million check and one of those huge checks, and Mayhem stole it. and there's also some good UFC fights, but I think we're out of time. Jason, what do you got coming up?
But whatever. Adam Carolla's show, fucking whatever.
Bill, what do you got coming up?
Just the Wednesdays, Laugh Factory, you know, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. I got to come. Oh, fuck.
Oh, wait, no, I do have something I want to plug. I have a film at you guys, if you're in Austin, it's September 25th, Austin Film Festival. The first film I ever produced is premiering at the Austin Film Festival, September
25th. Yeah, I'm guessing you mean October 25th.
No. What's the date?
It's October 10th. Did it already premiere?
Oh, no, shit. Yeah, October. Fuck, I wrote it down wrong. I wrote 9. I'd figure what 9 is. 9/11. Jesus. Yeah. October 25th. I got to delete that Instagram post.
And then I'm in Toronto and me and Russell Peters doing 10 dates, which is great. I'm doing the Bell Center. I'm doing the Bell Center in Montreal.
How many people is that?
It holds 22,000.
Whoa. Would that be your big? No, you've done shows that big, right?
No. That 22,000?
I don't know. I thought you'd done with shows with him before that might be that big.
No, I've done 2. I mean, we've done shows that for like 9,000, 10,000, but 22,000.
That's awesome, Adam. Congrats, man.
I'm excited about that. That's so thank you, Russell. But you guys are great. Fucking love you guys. Have a good week.
All right, man. God bless.